The Sinn Féin councillor for Newry, Brendan Curran, is a good friend of the lady who was attacked. Brendan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts here?
Desperation. I mean, that this is a terrible attack on a woman who really enjoys life and who now is left terrified in her own home. And it's just terrible.
What did they do?
They broke into her home while the lady was sleeping. The lady would go to bed early. And they went round every room in the house. She couldn't hear them. She was in the back room of the house. And then they eventually came into her house and they held her into her room. They then held her down with a chest and the other thug began to go through the other room systematically again, shouting and demanding things from her.
They held a 94-year-old down by the chest?
Yeah, disgraceful.
And how has this left her, Brendan?
Well, this isn't a frail 94-year-old woman. This is a fine lady who is very active. But it has traumatised her and it has changed the rest of her life and her home will never be the same.
You know, I know that. And that's why when I heard about this story over the weekend in the newsletter, Philip Bradfield has managed to speak to the relatives of one of these ladies. There's an 89-year-old, Philip Bradfield from the newsletter, an 89-year-old woman attacked, a 94-year-old woman attacked. It's the 94-year-old you're talking about, Brendan.
Yeah.
And they won't feel safe in their home again.
Yeah. The worrying thing about this to me is, I mean, had these thugs attacked this woman when she was awake and up, we would have been looking at a different result because this lady would not have allowed these people to invade her home. This lady would have fought. And I think, sadly, we would have been looking at a murder investigation at the end of this. So those people who do this need to look beyond themselves and see what could have happened. And this just seems to be increasing. And particularly in this area, there seems to be an increase in break-ins and robberies and stuff. So, you know, where we are very lucky.
Did they get much?
No, they didn't get anything worth talking about. I mean, the lady doesn't have much to get. But I'm more worried about, you know, her mental health and her feeling of safety. And as I said, this is a very active lady. And now she really has a problem with living in her own house and being alone. And it's just desperate.
What state is she in?
Well, I mean, you would really need to know this lady to understand, you know, how this lady is. I mean, this is a fine, able, capable woman who works in her own garden every day. And while she's not frail, she certainly has been traumatised by this and is very frightened. But is still strong in herself, I have to say. I mean, this has not broken her. I would not like to be the robber to go in and face this woman, I have to say. But nonetheless, this has changed this woman's life forever.
Thanks for talking to me today, Brendan. Morning to you.